For international food activist Margaret Curoll, food sovereignty in rich and poor countries doesn't mean the same thing.
In a developed country, what it means is teaching people how to eat again, getting them back to the grassroots level, eating what's local, what's fresh, what's in season, instead of just cheap, fast food. And what it means for developing countries is giving them the technology and the education that can lead them to providing for themselves in their own communities.
But in Mali, African farmers told Curoll their governments aren't investing in their own food production systems. African farmers say their governments seem content to export most of their produce. In so doing, foreign exchange for their impoverished nations is earned. But at the same time, local trade is neglected. This must change, says food activist Carlos Morentes.
We need to change that system into a system where people is able to survive in their homeland, where people is able to develop their own food policies, where farmers, small farmers, campesinos are able to continue to be small farmers and campesinos, but in a way that work brings certain dignity to them, in a way that respect the environment, and also the right of consumers to have access to nutritious food, to healthy food, and to food according to the culture of every consumer.
But the president of the American Agriculture Movement, Larry Matlack, sees a silver lining for small-scale farmers in Africa in the form of the growing international market for biofuel.
The solution probably lies in that here in America, we're about to face a serious energy crisis because of the dwindling fossil fuel supplies. And all of a sudden, an opportunity is arising in agriculture to create a whole new market. And that whole new market can all of a sudden demand more from America's farmers than we're able to give.
Biofuel is energy extracted from living matter, such as ethanol from sugarcane. It's cheaper than oil and isn't as harmful to the environment. Matlack predicts that it's African farmers who'll largely be expected to supply the biofuel market in the future.
The market is actually then going to drive what farmers plant or harvest or produce, and many of them are going to get in the energy business as opposed to exporting food below the cost of production to other countries. And I think that's good for farmers all over the world, and it'll help us here, of course, gain energy independence, which is extremely important to our country because we are so dependent on so many places around the world that don't look very favorably on us.
But Curoll says food production is the priority. She urges consumers in developed countries to buy seasonal, local products. She wants food producers to make deals with one another and not to rely on large food corporations.
If you look for what's local, what's in season, you make deals with farmers and fishermen, and if it doesn't mean money, sometimes you go back to the old-fashioned barter system. Say, you've got chickens, you've got a cow, I need milk, I need eggs, so I'll give you shrimp for your chickens and your eggs. That went out of the wayside so long ago, but it's the most natural part of living is just to share what you have.
Curoll says the most important ally of the world's small farmers may well be the growing organic movement, which is gaining strength amongst privileged consumers who can afford fresh produce that is chemical-free and meat that doesn't contain antibiotics and hormones. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.